One of House Speaker Becky Lockhart's passion projects this legislative session is a fairly big idea. What if every public school student in Utah had a laptop or a tablet? At first, that big idea was thin on details. But earlier this month, a formal proposal was drafted and rolled out to the public. That proposal became HB 131, a bill sponsored by Republican Representative Frank Gibson. The House Education Committee, which is chaired by Representative Gibson, spent virtually their entire meeting on Wednesday morning hearing HB 131. That included a roughly 40-minute presentation from Gibson before committee members got the chance to ask questions. Members addressed several concerns, such as challenges with implementation. Democratic Representative Carol Spackman Moss wondered whether investing in devices for students is an improvement when many students already have access to their own technology.
Most students already use technology. That's without a doubt. That's part of their lives. But they also do face-to-face discussion, and maybe they do it via text and emails and Facebook, but they do that. I don't know how this would improve that.
Gibson agreed with Moss, but added that this program is also about bringing educators up to speed, with investments in teacher training being a key part of the bill.
And Representative, I would say you're exactly right. Kids are doing this. Kids are using Facebook or Twitter or communicating through technology. You are right. Kids are doing that. It's the adults and having the technology to be able to harness that and have us as adults utilize that form of communication to enrich the educational experience is what I'm asking for.
A couple committee members were also curious about how the plan would be funded, seeing as Gibson proposes no additional revenue from taxes. But Gibson dismissed such questions, saying the committee hearing was not the time or place to negotiate funding.
It's the deer hunt. It's 45 days. It's going on right now. And we have different priorities and different competing interests and different segments that all need funding. And this is going to be a matter of asking ourselves, where do we want to prioritize our funds? If you're asking for me to pick the point right now and just start the fight, that's above my pay grade. That decision will happen. What I'm asking you today is to say, is this where we want to go? We will fund it at the level that we can afford it to still have a balanced budget. You will have an opportunity on the floor to say, you know what? Don't like it. Don't like where that money came from. And don't know.
A long list of citizens testified at the hearing representing many different interests, and they all got about a minute each in the interest of time. Sarah Jones of the Utah Education Association says her group conducted some informal polling of teachers about the bill, and she urged committee members to consider the input of educators while vetting this legislation.
Teachers are clearly interested in this issue, had a lot to say about it, and I think it's important to hear from those who will actually be tasked with implementing this program. The majority of teachers, nearly 68% who responded to that email survey, supported new technology in schools. Most are already using technology, and they support the chance to scale up technology, but not if it comes at the expense of existing education needs, and that's the critical factor.
With a 13-1 vote of approval in committee, Lockhart's education initiative now faces a long battle over funding in the House. From the Capitol, I'm Ryan Cunningham for KCPW News.